Hello, hello, Odafest podcast listeners. Did you have a wonderful Odafest? A fantastic Odafest? An Odafest to remember for ages? With me today is our dear friend, Jay.
That's me.
To reminisce about what happened just a weekend ago.
Although I was born in the year of the horse, not the deer, so I don't know about being a deer friend.
My ungulate friend.
Whoa. That's a lot of syllables.
Yeah. Yeah. Are horses ungulates? Is ungulates for all hooved animals or only split-hooved? I can't remember.
There are even-toed ungulates and there are odd-toed ungulates. That all is right, actually
so
a that and that would be considered a split between sort of branches of that mammalian tree.
Yes. Yes. But this isn't a biology podcast. Get that nerd shit out of here. We're here to talk about cultured things like anime, video games.
Words that I don't know have been specifically combined to mean what they mean in a sincere manner before, but there's a first time for everything.
Get that nerd shit out of here. We're talking about anime.
Exactly. Cultured.
So, Jay, how was your Odafest weekend?
It was really fun. I'm going to start off with something, and I'm also, like, aging myself a little bit here. I've been saying that I have been with Odafest for 18 years. I realize that's incorrect, and I can't do math good. I have been with Odafest for 20 years.
Nice!
Because I started in 2007, and it's now 2026, and if you know how numbers work, that's 20 years. I started Odafest, being a staff member in 2007, and I had attended maybe 1 or 2 years prior. But I have said famously several times, I am not an attendee by nature. I am an organizer by nature. That being said, I got a chance to sort of enjoy different aspects of Odafest as a convention, as an event that we put on for the public for the first time in many years. It felt really nice.
I'm glad. I'm glad you had a great time.
Yeah, I got to go to some panels. I got to do some arcade stuff. It was just pretty chill. And I had some food from the Combini. I hosted a panel, which is also something I haven't done in like 7 years or something, maybe. Angelo got roped into doing a panel, which I appreciated. A special guest showed up. People left because there were too many vomiting noises.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
And they should have. I feel bad. I should have put a trigger warning on there.
Let's keep our that panel in our back pocket just to bait people into staying for the entire podcast to listen to it.
True. Let's do it. And how was your convention weekend, Angelo?
I, too, had a fantastic weekend. On one hand, I was really stressed out about it. I really shouldn't be at this point. I was just really hoping that people would like the VTuber intro for the convention and the outro and everything. I did work quite a bit. I went a little bit extra on them. I made
a brand new Live2D model, from what I understood, this year a little bit. You did more. You had more input on the creative direction.
As far as it goes, I don't know. Every time I'm sitting there, I'm nervous. I'm just being like, I really hope that people cheer at the end, and then people cheer, and I'm like, yes, okay, job done. Time for me to enjoy the convention.
Wonderful.
But same, I got to go to a lot of panels. I got to see a lot of merch. Oh my God, there was some great merch. It was insane. Going into the vendors hall this year, there was so much stuff, so much high quality stuff. And I remember walking in because Dio wanted me to get the Samurai pants.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember walking in. Not only did the Odafest merch booth have a lineup, the lineup had a cutoff on it. They were like, no, you'll have to come back to the Odafest merch booth later on. We are full capacity. I think that's the first time I've seen our own merch booth.
Not to honk our horn too much, but we got a lot of compliments on our merch, and we have had lots of encouragement feedback-wise to be like, continue in the direction in which you are heading, because this shit is hot.
The bomber jackets were incredibly cool. Oh my god, they were so good.
Mm-hmm.
Again, the Samurai pants that we partnered with them for, so cool. Oh my, seeing people walking around the con by the end of even day one with them on.
Yes. There were pants available. There were also a skirt with the same print available for folks who wish to unencumber their legs. I know for a fact that the skirt sold out. And I was like, that is very impressive. It's always good to hear that things sell out. And it's not just like, oh, it's because we had like five of them. I'm like, no, we definitely had more stock than just five. But
yeah,
people really like that. The pin designs were fire AF this year.
They absolutely were. Oh my god. I didn't get any of the pins myself. I wanted to, but I just...
We sold out on some of them.
Yeah. No, we sold out on the Dragon O-Wing, I believe. I can't remember if we sold out on the new Seth and Aurora pin. I feel like I heard that we did, though.
I feel like at least one of them got sold out. And I don't remember which one. But yes, there was definitely a sellout of one of the three pins that were themed for this year. It was just honestly a really fun year. You know, to give people a little bit of a glimpse of the back end of things, we recently just did our wrap-up meeting for the convention weekend. And, you know, we kind of like debrief and talk about pros and cons and what can we do better and what are the next opportunities and stuff like that. And because we're always trying to look forward, but we also get to have a bit of a break now, which is nice. That being said, honestly, a lot of people, even from the staff side, said like, ooh, it was one of our biggest years. It was one of our favorite years. There wasn't too much in the way of organizational fires. It doesn't mean that there weren't any, but as long as no one else in the public noticed, that's the best part. We can keep our fires to ourselves. And we just did really well. And to see that the community shows up, supports us, helps sell out our event again, sells out the May Cafe and all these things, like, it's really heartwarming to see, because we also understand that your money is valuable, your time and effort is valuable, especially in how the economy has been. And, you know, we understand that there's lots of other entertainment options and things to do and places to be and food to eat and stuff like that. So for you folks to show up and give us even a part of that very valuable attention span is extremely, extremely heartwarming. And we can't thank you enough as our audience. We can't have a better audience, honestly.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh my god, and I saw so many good cosplays.
Oh,
I
yes.
saw cosplay multiple cosplays from series that hadn't had anything new in like 14 years.
People feeling the nostalgia vibe?
I saw a Sayonara Zetsubo Sensei cosplay.
What does that even mean? Like, that's a classroom school outfit and or teacher outfit.
So This is going to sound bad because this is an anime that started in 2006. The manga was even earlier. The main character, Sensei, he wears traditional Japanese garments.
Yes.
And then they're frequently drawn with a noose around their neck.
True.
So they had a full hempen rope noose with them. It looked amazing. They were great. And they were so happy that I recognized them and asked them for... This always happens to me where, like, my own social anxiety gets in my head and I'm like, no, they're busy. They're looking at merch. They're going somewhere. They don't want me to stop them and ask them for... No, cosplayers, they want you to stop them to be like, you are in the best costume I've seen ever. Can I please get a photograph? They want
that is
you
true.
To do that. So
I do.
Much.
I do think that that's absolutely true. You know, and you and it helps spread positivity in the community in the first place. People want to be recognized for the character that they're doing, even if they're just doing a casual version of the cosplay, or you know, maybe it's not like an award-winning cosplay or whatever. It is just fun. And it's part
exactly.
of the community to sort of have that acknowledgement of your time, your effort, your consideration, and your creativity that you've put forth for the weekend. Now, can I completely counteract everything I'm saying? I sure can. Because, as some of you may know, we had a very, very special guest this year that was partially unexpected in the sense that you know, it wasn't something we had planned months out, but a certain Mayor McMayorface attended Otafest on both Saturday, and the real unexpected version was he returned on Sunday. He was like,
"Hey,
I want to come back."
Closing.
Yes.
Yeah.
He was like, "I want to come back." We're like, okay, buddy. Sure.
Clearly we made a good impression. Oh my God.
Yeah. And I will tell a little private anecdote. And I don't mean anything unkind towards the mayor. I don't need to be perceived in any way. Like, some people will be like, oh, well, but you have a podcast. I'm like, I have a podcast because I just wanted to help provide content during the off months of Otafest, and I get to talk with my friends. It's a scheduled social time for an hour, and you get to listen to me blather. That's your
exactly
fault. Okay. But during the course of the mayor's visitation, I was just minding my own damn business, okay? And he came over and he sat with me and he started talking to me directly. And
oh,
I was
no.
like, why?
Oh, no.
Like, emotionally, I mean, I was like, why? Like, I just mean, like, something that you need to know about me is that I don't need any acknowledgement. Like, someone tells me good job, I'm like, great. Someone who I don't know but has any, I don't know, sort of clout or influence tries to interact with me, I'm like, okay, you do that.
Oh my God.
I don't need it. There's like a room full of other people who would love to get your photo. And again, this has nothing to do with the mayor himself. He actually seems like a pretty genuine dude. I'm not endorsing anything, but, you know, I wish him good luck in his career endeavors. And yeah, he
listen,
sat down, gave it.
If he's having a good
privately
career,
for like
that Calgary's
three
having
minutes.
A good career.
Yeah,
well, career.
Three
if he's
minutes.
Doing well, Calgary's doing well.
That is hopefully the truth. Yes, I want at the end of the day, I want my community to benefit. So make it happen, Mayor.
Yeah. You know?
And yeah, he had a private interaction with me for 3 minutes, and the whole time I'm just like, boy, this is a wasted interaction on me. And I'm not even like being self-deprecating. It's just really a function of who I am. I just doesn't like, he could have chosen anyone else to talk to. Probably more value that way for him.
Listen. It's okay. It's okay.
It's because he was briefed and he knew that I'm an Otafest podcast host, and then I can talk real good about everything that we do, share that, you know?
Are you suggesting we get Mayor McMayorface as a guest on the podcast? Because I don't think that would be a good idea.
The things that we talked about would be
I don't
be
think
fun.
We're that kind of podcast.
No, we talked about the stuff that he talked about. He was talking about how, like, he was keeping it. Like he doesn't watch as much anime anymore, but he plays a lot of games. He was talking about like Expedition 33. He was talking about
Slay
the Spire. He was talking about Baldur's Gate 3. Obviously, he doesn't get as much time to do all those things, but he still really enjoys that part of his like nerdy fandom.
I
so
think
I was
that's,
like, that's cool.
most of staff now don't watch anime.
I don't know if that's a true thing. I think we have a lot of like young people, and we also have a lot more families. And because the kids are watching anime, they'll watch it.
True, actually.
So true. I don't think that's as true as it used to be. I think when there was a stage where we were all childless adults, some of us had definitely started, you know, dropping anime from the regular viewing schedule. But now I think it's making another comeback in the ranks.
Not going to lie, it takes effort to keep up with seasonal anime.
Oh, that's really why I don't do that.
Really does, which is why most of our staff definitely doesn't do that.
Yeah,
every now and then something that's new and good will come out, and a lot of our staff will definitely look into those.
Yeah,
sometimes they'll binge it so that it only takes like maybe a few days out of their schedule.
Mm-hmm.
But slowly, I am pulling Dio back into the seasonal anime shenanigans by
I thought you were doing that with that one Curse to Be a Hero or whatever. Not Curse to Be a Hero. Sentence to Be a Hero.
Oh, no, exactly. I will go out of my way to find things that Dio is going to like that season so that we can watch it every week.
That's good.
And I've got a few this season. Some of them that we talked about on our anime preview. Marriage Toxin is stupid good. It is stupid good. I can't remember if we talked about...
I don't think we talked about Marriage Toxin.
Did we not?
No, we talked about Witch Hat.
It's really cool. Witch Hat is amazing. Witch Hat
Atelier.
Needy Girl Overdose is so much what, but in a good way. I don't know what the hell is going on in that show, and I love it.
That's fine.
Like, I don't know. It's just good to do that. It's good to stay on top of it. It's fun, but it takes a lot of effort. So I don't blame people who don't do it.
Yeah, I definitely don't blame people who also just, like me, only really want to binge content or have content on demand. That is something I love, by the way, about like con weekends and, for example, vacations and things like that, where there's going to be a period where I just stop watching my stuff because I'm too busy. I'm doing the other things in life that require my attention. So I come back to like 2 weeks worth or a weekend plus worth of content, especially like, for example, YouTube and stuff like that. I'm like, delicious. I shall peruse at my discretion. You know?
And, oh my God. I know what you mean.
Yeah.
And sometimes it feels like work getting back into the swing of watching things.
I will say that that's absolutely true. There's something that... I stopped watching, but I had watched like hundreds of episodes worth prior. It's like a Korean variety show called Running Man. And I know exactly where I stopped and I want to get back into it. I just haven't done it yet, but I do want to again. It was a really fun little show that I had on like the back burner all the time.
Nice.
Yeah.
Anyways. Now back to OdaFest, because this is a panel about OdaFest. Panel. Podcast about OdaFest.
We should run a panel about OdaFest one day.
Normally, I do appreciate our guests. Our guests are always really cool people. But because I always watch like the subs for anime, I never really appreciate the English voice actors the way that they probably deserve. But this year, we had like a guest damn near... If I didn't know better, I would be like, I bonked myself in the head, told one of our people to get this guy, and then forgot about it. Porcelain Maid was one of our VTuber guests, and they are probably one of the VTubers who I watch the most. My Oshi, if you will.
Mm.
And I think I said Yoshi. This in earlier episodes, but I was really excited for their panel. Uh-huh. And what the hell, it was a good fucking panel. Oh my God. And one of the craziest parts about it is that, well, sure, you see them.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody who shows up is also fans of them. This is a thing that you have to think about. I basically walked into a room of like 150 friends that I'd never met before. You know what I mean?
Right. And you all know like the inside jokes and the lore, and it's more involved, but also like somehow better community than, for example, if you just walk into a theater and watch the next Star Wars or MCU movie. And yes, all of them are fans, but it's different.
And here's the rub of it. I said 150 people that like friends you'd never met before.
Mm-hmm.
I had met a couple of them and I'd never met them offline. There was this one person. I'm going to give him a little bit of a shout out to Barrett Smith BB, a wonderful Twitch user who, not going to lie, is more of a Girl DM fan than a Joel fan, but I still see him in both chats. And so there I was in line, and I'm looking around, and I see this one person. I see this one person in a Girl DM sweater, and they have a Girl DM mayonnaise shoulder bag. And I'm like, oh my god, they're kitted out in full Girl DM. And I was like, what are the odds? They turn their head, and I instantly recognize them. Not because that they post very many pictures of themselves online. I just remember one time they were doing an experimental stream where they were streaming from their race car on a track day. And I just know what they look like because they went in front of their car to open the hood and do some maintenance work. So I was like, holy moly, I actually get to talk to you for once. This is amazing. Wonderful to meet you. There was another one of their community members who came down, and they drove in from like 2 hours out of town to come meet everybody. And they brought little 3D printed versions of Joel's mascot, the little blockhead dudes. They're called. And it was so cute, and now I have one of these little 3D printed blockheads, and it makes me so happy. And I don't know, it's just, it's nice to meet the people who are in a good community, because they're also good people, and it's just, it's really fun and heartwarming. You just love it.
Honestly, that sounds like a great time. I know that you've spoken highly of Porcelain Maid before, and I have watched some content of Joel's, but not directly of Joel's, like just Joel collaborates with some other streamers that I watch.
Ray,
but
I mean, believe you were talking about, right?
Yeah, I watched Ray from his like Achievement Hunter days and stuff like that. But I wouldn't say like I follow him closely, but I definitely watch a lot of his content because it just, the comedy hits pretty good, and his timing is pretty fun, and he's just a good dude. And his community, not specifically just his like audience community, but like the community of which he collabs with, such as Joel, and I believe he actually collabs with Sayu as well, who we also had this weekend.
We also had Sayu this weekend.
Exactly. Finally, after 3 years.
I was worried that him attending Odafest was cursed.
It's just a meme. Yeah.
Like,
the folks
year, I can't remember why he couldn't make it out here. Last year was actively a family tragedy.
Yes.
So I'm glad he was able to finally come out and had a fantastic time.
Yeah, and like I said, like I know some of Joel's content as well. I know some of Sayu's content as a reason, and it's kind of like, I mean, it's weird because I never think of how they network and who they choose to stream with, for example, but I'm just glad because it sort of also helps build a greater community audience for all of their content, in the same way that, like, you know, you mentioned the person who you shouted out, like they're a Girl DM fan, but they're also a Joel fan. And you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it's good community. So
it's just, it's really fun. It's really cool the way that everybody just comes together, and it's just,
On a slightly different guest note as well, I wouldn't say that I'm like a super fan in the sense that if I acknowledge you as anything, I'm probably already a super fan in a sense, because I don't do the fan thing. I'm not good at it, and I don't really care in a sense. But we had our Japanese performance guest Leah at Odafest this year. She did an amazing concert. She had some amazing classic anime soundtrack songs. I was there for Angela, are you aware of Air TV?
Air TV? I don't think I am. What is that?
It's one of the, like, from the era of the 2000s, like, visual novel turned anime series that were made by Visual Key, so such as, like, Clannad and Canon.
Okay.
Air TV is part of that sort of series, if you want to call it that. It's not... Series is the wrong word because they're not related story-wise. There's no tie-in to the characters, but they're all separate shows, but they're all made and produced by, like, the same companies. Anyways, Air TV has an amazing piano soundtrack. And I watched some I watched all of Air TV when I was young. And when I say young, I was like 14 maybe. But I really mostly fell in love with the soundtrack. I still have the parts of the soundtrack on my, like, Spotify playlist nowadays. And for Leah to, you know, perform at Odafest is kind of crazy for me. Just because I was, like, thinking about it, I am in my mid-30s now. I watched Air TV when I was 14, and I loved, you know, again, the music and the show. 15-year-old me would have lost their shit. Middle 30s me silently lost their shit. Like, I got some watching the concert and everything like that. I actually got a little something signed, not because, technically not for me. One of my friends who couldn't make it to the actual signing asked me to go get something signed for them on their behalf. So I also got a little something signed on the side. I was just like, I can indulge a little bit. And this is honestly the most I really ever indulge. I think the last time I indulged in any sort of guest interaction or, like, Odafest feature, you know, event thing would be, like, I once asked Rock'em Sakura for a photo.
Ah.
One of our previous drag quests. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yes. They're pretty sick. I remember them. Yeah.
That's pretty much, that's, like, pretty much all I've done in the last 20 years.
Wow. Fair.
Yeah.
Ah. But, like, it wasn't just the people that we met. It wasn't just going to other people's panels. Jay, you did actually host a panel of your own. To my understanding, we had a Yaoi panel that had to drop out. Unfortunately, they had to cancel last minute.
Yep.
And so you stepped up with an old classic.
An old classic. It's one of the panels that I believe we don't really let anyone else run. By that, I mean we don't let non-staff run because there could be liability issues danger issues due to food consumption. And it's not just food. Extreme food. It is the... In the past, it was specifically called Hot Pepper Anime Reviews, but I expanded it this year to just Hot Pepper Reviews because we allowed it video games to be involved as well. And I, as it was a very last-minute panel, as in I agreed to do it in the last, like, 2 days leading up to Odafest proper, I was slightly scrambling to get the organizational stuff figured out. It's not hard to figure out, but I just need participants. And I roped our lovely co-host, Angelo, to participate along with some other volunteer and staff. We don't let members of the audience participate just because, again, I don't need an audience member having a spicy butthole on my account.
So I remember the last time you hosted this was back in 2014, I think at the last Odafest Aurora. I think that's what year it was.
Yeah.
And the habanero pepper you gave me that day was actually rancid, actually rotten. I was scarred for a long ass time. Oh my lord. Oh my god. Now, honestly, I was a little bit afraid going up to that stage. I was a little bit of afraid. I was, on one hand, I was like, do I just take the Thai chili? Do I bitch out? Do I take the easy mode?
Yes.
Excuse me.
I allowed my friends to choose the heat level, or you could spin the wheel of pain.
Yeah, spin the wheel of pain. So, just to make things more fun for the audience, I was like, Mama didn't raise no bitch! I'm gonna spin the wheel! And I was praying that the wheel took mercy on me. I was praying that I wouldn't have to eat another habanero. I wanted anything else. Anything else.
There was chili oil, there was bird eyes chilies, there was habaneros, there was wasabi. But what did Angelo get?
Habanero plus one. So not only was I now signed up to eat one of these habaneros, the habaneros that 12 years earlier had scarred me for quite a long time.
Yes.
I had to spin another wheel. And what did that wheel land on?
Habanero number two.
Habanero. I went up there. I was like sweating a little bit. I was so uncertain. I was like, I don't know if I can handle this. I haven't been eating very many spicy foods lately because Dio doesn't really handle spice well. And I'm not going to cook two foods. So all I can do is whatever I cooked for Dio and add hot sauce to it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I pulled the stem off the habaneros because my plan was just pop them in my mouth. I wanted to pound them down, chew until I could actually swallow, and just get them out of my mouth as fast as possible.
Yep.
They weren't as bad as I remembered them being. I don't know if
juicy,
I just
though.
Got...
They were juicy.
They were juicy. Yeah. They were full. They were seedy.
Definitely not
I
rancid.
Didn't get the immediate burn. And honestly, no, they weren't rancid. They were perfectly fresh, almost fruity. It was like spicy fruit.
That's what the appeal of habanero is. Like, yeah. Habanero is unlike jalapeno and some other chilies in that flavor profile. They're quite nice in the sense of flavor.
A little bit sweet even.
Yes.
Like, I wouldn't do it again for obvious reasons. I slept like garbage that night, and when I woke up and got on the toilet the next morning, I had the Ring of Fire.
Johnny Cash fan. I see.
Exactly. Johnny Cash fan. But no, it wasn't that bad. And mm-hmm. even when I had the second one, I was still coherent. Yep. And I was able to rightfully warn everybody about the horrors of Inu Kaisan's dog. which I do not recommend. We covered that. We reviewed it. Don't do
yep.
it.
Should have no. been there. You should have been there and you would have gotten the full review.
Now, of course, I do have a higher spice tolerance. Some of our other staff weren't so lucky.
True.
I believe it was... Do we want to name them at all?
It doesn't matter. I think at the end of the day, I had a lot of people, a good handful of friends, rather, volunteer. And some of those peppers really punched him in the face.
They
and
did.
I do feel bad
about it.
Yeah,
but
at the same time, this is why I asked
sooner than I did, and that actually made me even more worried. That even made me more worried. I will say,
like, this is why I ask for volunteers, and I make sure that it's people that I know, whether it's staff or specific friends. Because this is not a panel for like, hi, I just want to raise my hand and participate. Because that's a bad time.
That is a bad time.
I'm not here to give attendees bad times, only good times.
But we did have one person who wasn't staff simply walk into the panel and ask for a pepper.
True.
Joshua Waters, the voice actor for Kifri from Witch Hat Atelier, was one of our guests this year, and
as I understand it, they came in after dinner. They had eaten dinner as provided by our guest team, and then his guest handling team was like, there's this panel that's going on, the Hot Pepper Anime Review, and he was goaded, I bet.
he was goaded into it. He was convinced. He came up. He took a shot of chili oil mixed with some hot sauce that is supposedly 10 times hotter than the last dab.
No, it's hotter than the bomb, I believe.
The bomb? The bomb?
Yeah.
Okay. Hot, 10 times hotter than the bomb. When you get into hot sauces that hot, they always taste awful. They are always disgusting.
Here's the thing. It's said that I read the ingredients briefly, and the main pepper in that particular hot sauce was habanero as well. It had no characteristics redeemable of habanero. It just tastes like battery acid, which is really just unfortunate, because not only are you getting, like, it wasn't even that spicy. I'll be honest. I don't
really
think it was that spicy.
Was it just
it
that repulsive?
Just tasted awful.
Oh my.
Like, so I don't, we'll complete the Joshua's side of it, and then I'll give my own quick account. But yeah, just, I don't recommend those hot sauces. They're only made for challenges and stupid.
They're not worth it. No. So Joshua Waters, the absolute Chad, incredible fortitude, takes this shot of juice, this foul brew, worse than anything that any type of magic could ever brew up.
And he did spin the wheel of pain. I will give him credit.
He spun the wheel of pain for it. He did. And then he goes on to tell everybody why they should be watching Witch Hat Atelier. And I'm sure that multiple people in that audience got on Crunchyroll and started watching it that evening, because he was so passionate. I would say he was well-spoken, but he was gasping for air.
Yeah.
He was doing his best, and we appreciate it. And oh my God.
It was 100% not planned. And it was 100% an amazing engagement.
Now, I don't know where they were in the production schedule, but if for some reason Keyfrey seems a little bit different between episodes like 7 to 9 or something, I think we can guess what happened.
True.
Yes.
Joshua, don't forget to drink your water. Another thing with this hot pepper review panel, and just to be clear, I don't care to do it out of any sort of bravado. I do it as a loyalty to my friends who participate, because I ask them to be in pain for entertainment. So I always participate as well, and I always try to do pretty much as hot and heavy as we have the products for.
I remember you did the Moruga Scorpion 1 year.
Yes.
I would not.
Yeah. A Moruga Scorpion pepper, for those unaware, is like, at one time it was like just, it was like very much in the range of like the Butchalokia ghost peppers. Some of them would, you know, depending on the specific pepper that you picked, it could be hotter than a ghost pepper, but on average it was slightly lower. Either way, brother, it was spicy as fuck. I described that particular situation as, after I had eaten it, I could literally track where it was in my intestine. Not even a joke, no exaggeration. I knew where it was, and I knew when it was going to come out.
Oh, I'm lucky.
Like, I can't say that I've had a GPS tracker in my intestines for any other kind of food. This year, I just did the, I did 2 habaneros, and then I dipped them in the hot sauce. Again, that's why I can testify that the habaneros were juicy as fuck, and then that the hot pepper sauce was not spicy, just tasted like ass.
I'm so sorry. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh, that is.
But, yeah. It
hot
is. It's not. It's
taste
not pleasure.
Awful are. They have no right.
It's true. Like, I mean, at this point, if it was legal to do so, I'd rather just source like pure capsaicin. I'd rather just have like someone mace me in the mouth or something like that. Because
I have had some of those like challenge hot sauces. Yeah. When Girl DM did her hot pepper challenge, she gave me her leftover sauces afterwards just to use. And a lot of them were really good. Really good. And some, like the Last Dab or Da Bomb, were just, I literally threw them out. They were that awful.
There's no real value to them other than shock value. And that's not the purpose of food. even exactly. condiments.
Even if I want really hot food, if I want seriously hot food, it still has to taste good.
Yep. But yeah, it's definitely a panel that we'll keep in the back pocket. When there's openings, I don't want to overuse it because it's fun, but it's
dangerous.
I just don't need to like incapacitate staff during OdaFest.
Yeah. We do enough during OdaFest to incapacitate us.
Yeah. You know what's really funny? I don't know if I told you this, but I thought it was the most hilarious idea when someone told me after I explained that I was hosting like an emergency cover panel to cover the Yowie panel. They told me that I should have just run the Yowie panel.
Yeah.
That would have been so funny because I thought about it. I was like, I could tell the audience, like, I know three things about Yowie. You can tell me the rest. And that would have been an amazing panel.
From
as
the
well.
Yowie panel to teach Jay about Yowie panel.
Yeah.
Ah.
That would have been fun as well.
Mr. Jay.
It would have kept the spirit.
Every good Yowie has two characters. We have the Seimei and the Uke.
Nani?
Exactly. And then if you get them real spicy, there will be a third person who comes in to create a love triangle. It's just like a regular romance, but they're all the same gender.
That's not possible.
Sometimes we take the straight L's. Other times we take the BL's.
True. But yeah, maybe in future, if that happens again, and I'll just volunteer to cover, I will just be like, don't change anything about the thing. I'm just going to go in and host it.
Oh my God. Oh my Lord. That can end up really bad, though. There was one
maybe.
Time
it'll hurt people's
put
expectations.
On a trolling panel on the thing, and I fell for the troll panel hook, line, and sinker. I went to the troll panel. And then the panelists were late to the panel. And so yeah. I was like, I'm going to play a good joke. I'm going to sit in the panelist seat. And then the panelists never showed up. I didn't realize this was Bayfar at the time.
Yep.
I didn't realize that Bayfar had baited me and executed perfectly. Perfectly.
I mean.
Which is just, it is proof that you cannot troll a troll. Especially when that troll is a better troll than you are.
Hey, as long as you handle those Fibonacci's, I'm pretty sure the audience would be happy.
Exactly. True.
That's an inside joke for another time.
Next time on the OdaFest podcast.
Yes, we have, for those wondering, we have two more episodes for the season, and then we'll be taking our...
Summer break
for a while.
Yippee!
Yes. So look forward to the last two episodes of the season, and we'll catch you next time.
Bye-bye.